It's 7:41. The hotel scene in downtown D.C. is about to get a whole lot ritzier, and Pennsylvania Avenue's development is going to improve dramatically as well. Ground is going to be broken tomorrow on the new Trump International Hotel. It's at the site of the landmark old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue, that great architecture. And the man himself, the Donald Trump, joins us live this morning. It's so great to have you with us, Donald. Welcome.
Hi there.
Well, thank you very much, and it's great to be with you.
This is a project that's got to be near and dear to your heart because it is such an incredible location in D.C. And if everything goes right, you're going to have this ready for the inauguration of our next president.
Well, that's true. We should have it ready well before then, and we start construction tomorrow. We're having a 10 o'clock in front of the building, a tremendous groundbreaking. Everybody's going to be there. And, you know, this has been a long-term project for the country. They've always wanted to have this happen, and it's taken many, many years to get it off the ground, and now it's off the ground. And I have to tell you, we're going to build one of the great hotels of the world, and everybody's saying it even before. They're looking at the plans. They're looking at what's projected. And they're saying this could be very well one of the great hotels of the world.
Yeah, and we've been looking at some of the pictures here in the studio this morning of what the rooms are going to look like in this hotel.
Right.
Wow, they look spectacular. And they're bigger than most rooms, 600 square feet. What do you think you're going to be charging per night for these rooms, huh?
Well, we haven't really set that yet, Joan, but we will be, try and be as fair as we can. It's going to be a very expensive project. We're also going to have one of the great ballrooms. We're going to have the largest luxury ballroom in Washington. It'll be a super luxury room that'll be, hold presidents and kings and queens. It's going to be something really special. Locationally, as you know, and you alluded to it, it's right between the White House and Congress. So you have smack on the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue, right smack in the middle. And it's actually the tallest building in Washington. This was built before zoning and before lots of other things. So it's the tower, the big bell tower is fantastic.
Right.
And so we're very excited about it. It's an amazing building that we're going to save and preserve and have for a long time. And so we're really excited. It starts tomorrow.
All right. Well, good luck on that. We know that it's going to be a really special treat when it's all finished. I want to ask you, because you're with us this morning, about what you think about what is going on in Ukraine, the downing of this Malaysian Airlines plane, the way that Vladimir Putin has responded, the way the United States and the world has responded to him.
Well, it's very sad. You look at what's happened, and it shows you how fragile life is for everybody. You're flying in an airplane. I read the story about the daughter of the man from the Netherlands, how he loved her so much, and how now she's gone, and his life is over, essentially. That's what he's saying, and I can fully understand that. And he it's just a very sad thing, and, you multiply that out by almost 300 people, and it's and a lot of children. And, that a thing like this can happen is terrible. And obviously it was Russian equipment, and I don't know that it was Russian operators, but they say operating is very complicated. You can't just teach people how to do it. So a lot of people assume it was Russian operators. The United States has to take a stand, but, more importantly, Europe has to take a stand, because right now Europe is not backing anything. They're so enamored with the oil and with the gas from coming out of Russia that there are a lot of you look at what's going on in Italy. Italy is saying nothing. Germany is not taking a strong stance at all. Britain looks like they're starting to think about it. But, they're the ones that are much more affected than the United States, if you look at really what's going on whole situation.
The Dutch have been really strong, and they, of course, lost the most people in the crash.
Right, that's right. But you look at Europe, they're not doing anything having to do with Putin. And Putin is really becoming quite the terror. And he's got no respect for our president. He's got no respect for this country, for the United States. And certainly we're not the same as we used to be. We're not a respected country. And we don't have a respected leadership at this moment, and it's a big problem for the country. It's a big problem for the world, probably.
Well, I wonder what stand a President Trump would take in this situation.
Well, you'd like to take a stand where the respect would be great enough that this would never have happened in the first place, that Ukraine would not have happened. And again, I look at Ukraine as being a world problem, but a much bigger problem for Europe than it is for us. And, somehow you have to get them motivated and going. But if there was respect, I don't think the whole thing would have happened in the first place. He's not finished, Putin is not finished. I look at the eyes, I read people. I became rich by being able to read people. You talk about location. of the old post office. I think I became much richer because I can understand people and read people. And Putin is not finished. Putin has got a long way to go. And he's very popular in Russia because they see things happening, like the takeover of parts of Ukraine. And
right.
I guess from their standpoint, they like it. But he's a long way from finished. He wants to do lots of other things that, in theory, would not be allowed.
All right, listen, Donald, good luck with the new hotel.
Yes.
It sounds like it is going to be fabulous. And the next time you're in town, come on in the studio. I'd love to have you in the studio with us.
Well, that would be great. You have a great show, and I appreciate being on, and I look forward to seeing you. And if you want to come over tomorrow at 10 o'clock, come on over.
Oh, awesome.
Oh,
all right. We'll
nice.
Have to we'll get out and play a little bit on your course out there, the Trump National.
That's great. Anytime you'd like. That's been a great success. In fact, I said to somebody, if Obama played, he could drive there in a half an hour from the White House. He wouldn't have to take the big plane, save millions of dollars for the taxpayers.
What a salesman this guy is.
You're
Donald,
good.
You're the best. Thanks so much.
Have a good time. Thank
you
very
too.
Much.
Bye-bye.